Welcome to your High Vibration Life podcast with Robin Openshaw, also known online as the Green Smoothie Girl. When you're living your high vibration life, you're healthier in every way. You're more productive, creative, peaceful, and loving. Your high vibration life is calling. And now your host, Robin Openshaw.
Hi, it's Robin Openshaw here, and welcome back to Your High Vibration Life. And today I'm tackling a question. Instead of doing a few questions today, I'm going to just do this one because we've made you a really amazing gift I think you're going to love that really summarizes the answer to this question. And the reason I'm answering this one is that I get asked it so often, and I know why. I'll tell you why. First, the question is, I know sugar is bad for me, so what is the best alternative to replace it? So that's just not a one-sentence answer, so let me help you with that a little bit. And the freebie that I'm really excited to give you on the show notes on episode 10 is a little sugar alternatives chart. You can print it off, and it's only half of a page, and you can tape it inside a cupboard or wherever you cook is probably the best place to have it, and maybe print another one for when you shop. And we have rated all of the sugar replacements, all of the options in good, the bad, and the ugly. And so I'm going to talk mostly about the good ones today. What's good about them? Why did we rate them as good? But first, I want to share the bad and the ugly with you after I tell you that the reason we're talking about sugar is that, as you know, I feel really strongly that fuel or the food that we eat is really foundational to living a high vibration life. And if you're feeling pretty good, pretty happy, doing pretty well, but you eat a lot of junk food, how much better could you feel if you had a better diet? And sugar is coming out more and more evidence that it had really been suppressed for decades, that sugar is really the enemy. It causes inflammation. It causes all kinds of addiction issues in your brain, actually changes your brain. And it's more addictive than crack cocaine. So this probably resonates with a lot of us because most of us, according to research, are addicted to sugar. And we have our certain things that our brain sort of fixates on as our treat, the thing we can't live without, the thing that we reward ourselves with if we get our work done, or we might use sugar and junk food to escape negative feelings that we might have. So today I want to talk about, we're going to go from the ugly to the good instead of good, bad, and ugly. Because the ugly ones in this category are the ones to just stay away from all the time. One of the keys diet-wise to raising your frequency that you live at, that you operate at on a regular basis, is to increase your pH, okay, to become more alkaline, because disease states, low frequency states, are optimized at when you have a low pH, when you have an acidic pH. And so these are the sweeteners that are very, very acidic, and they are sugar for cancer cells, for instance, and they're toxic for a variety of other reasons. The chemical sweeteners are also toxic because they're not food. They're actually they're molecularly altered from the natural substance. So saccharin is in the ugly category. These are the ones to never use. Always avoid these. Now, saccharin goes by the brand name Sweet and Low out there, if you're at Starbucks or something. And saccharin was the chemical sweetener of choice when I was a kid and even like a teenager and young adult. And it's really an industry thing that aspartame, which goes by the brand name NutraSweet and sometimes Equal also, kind of came in and bumped saccharin out. And the way they did that is they paid for studies that showed saccharin to be toxic. Well, as it turns out, saccharin isn't anywhere near as toxic as aspartame is. Aspartame has more complaints to the Food and Drug Administration than any approved chemical food additive in the history of the FDA by a multiplier factor. And so it's a matter of time before it's replaced in our food supply. But meantime, aspartame or NutraSweet or Equal causes a lot of damage to your neurological system. So getting rid of it, even in gum, even not buying gum that has aspartame in it, is a really good idea. So saccharin, aspartame, sucralose, which goes by the brand name Splenda, and also Truvia, which came from the natural herbal sweetener Stevia. But when they molecularly alter it, a big billion-dollar industry can patent it. And that is what has happened with Truvia. Truvia is not the same as stevia. It is molecularly different. And just like saccharin, aspartame, and sucralose, Truvia is a chemical sweetener and should be avoided. We don't yet know all the damage that Truvia is going to do. We just know that there's a long history of chemical sweeteners being billion-dollar industries, but also really, really bad for us. And it'll show up in 10 or 20 years when there's more data. But meantime, let's don't be guinea pigs. Let's not fall for these chemically altered sweeteners. And finally, on the never eat list would be corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup has gotten a lot of press in the last 10 years. More and more people are getting smart about avoiding it. Its impact on your blood sugar and on your pancreas, on your diabetes risk, really can't be overstated. Super, super toxic. I find that my key to avoiding anxiety, which is a lifelong issue, is just avoid corn syrup. If I eat anything with corn syrup in it, like if I were to eat like a commercial candy bar on Halloween or something, the next morning I wake up with massive anxiety. And I've learned that corn syrup is a major physical and emotional trigger for me. So those are the ones in the ugly category. Here are the ones in the bad category, which is just a level up. Okay, so let's by no means call these superfoods. These are plant-based sweeteners, but I would not recommend them for anything except very occasional use. And those are fructose, agave, xylitol, maltitol, and erythritol. So notice I've put in there the sugar alcohols as well as the high fructose sweeteners, fructose and agave. So these also have high impact on your blood sugar. For a long time, agave got a lot of positive press, which was, you know, almost certainly industry driven, right? Okay, so now let's go to the good sweeteners. And before I go through these, not to be Debbie Downer today, but the thing with sweeteners is that they are concentrated. Their sugars are sugars to a certain extent. Using concentrated sweeteners of any kind is really not a great idea. So among these 11 good sweeteners that I'm going to go through, keep in mind to use them very sparingly. Okay, so if you're going to sweeten your coffee or your tea, or you're going to make treats, these would be ones that I would use. I have these in my home, but just use them minimally. So the first one is stevia. Stevia is still an herbal sweetener that is getting wider and wider use. 20 years ago, it had to fight its way in to even be accepted as a food. It was banned for many, many years, mostly to protect these billion-dollar chemical sweetener industries like saccharin, and then gave way to aspartame like we were talking about. But stevia is a natural sweetener. You can get it in a powder or a liquid. And in this chart that we've made you, that I hope you go get on episode 10's show notes, and you can download it and have it for shopping and for cooking, stevia is about 100 times sweeter than sugar. And so it's better to use in things like sweetening coffee. You can't just replace it one-to-one in a baking recipe like you can some of the others we're going to get to here. Then we have monk fruit, which is another decent one. It's a natural sugar. It has some antioxidant or anti-inflammatory properties to it. It's not allergenic. And again, it's really, really sweet. And it's one of these concentrated sweeteners that you would treat like stevia. So some people don't like the stevia aftertaste. Give monk fruit a try. Then we have yakon syrup. And this has a pretty strong flavor. It's good as a beverage sweetener. I think it has some positive properties of being a good prebiotic. It's used in a lot of different properties because it's a good prebiotic. That means that probiotics feed on it and it helps support a healthy gut. It has fiber in it and it's high in some minerals like potassium and calcium. There's another sweetener I have in my cupboard called Lucuma, and it's another natural sugar. It's high in some micronutrients like vitamin A and vitamin B, iron, zinc, calcium. It's another one that you're going to use mostly as like a beverage sweetener. I think it has kind of a caramely taste, and I'll put it in a smoothie with frozen bananas and some greens and some almond milk. Really, really delicious. And you're going to use it 2-to-1 for sugar. So you can use half of the amount that you would if you used sugar in a recipe. But again, I wouldn't use it in baking. Mesquite, and it's another natural sugar with some micronutrients, is one of the benefits of it relative to some of the really bad sweeteners. And you can use it in a smoothie, for instance. That's another one to put with frozen bananas in a smoothie. It's delicious. Okay, now for your baking, what I like to use is raw coconut palm sugar. We bought a quantity of it and we have it on greensmoothiegirl.com. And this is my go-to for anything baking. And you can use it one-to-one for any kind of baking recipe, which makes it really easy to use. And it's high in minerals, in vitamin C, and it has a glycemic index of 35. So on this chart, when you print it, you'll see one of the things that we rated them on is the glycemic index. And some of these guys like stevia and monk fruit have zero glycemic index. They're not going to affect your blood sugar. Now we're starting to get into ones that do have an impact on your blood sugar. But coconut palm sugar, considering that it's really mild in flavor, very neutral, it'll really go in any baking recipe without you noticing any kind of flavor there or any aftertaste like some of the concentrated herbal sweeteners do. It has a glycemic index of 35. And when we get up to the top of the chart here, we get as high as 65. And that's about where regular sugar is as well. So about half the impact on your blood sugar. So I like that about coconut palm sugar as well. All right, raw dates are one of the very, very best. I mean, this is an ancient food. And if you just use dates in your recipe, this is really going to be ideal. Only thing better would be to just use fruit itself. You can buy a puree of raw dates. You can buy it granulated. But just using a couple in the blender, if you're looking to sweeten something, is a great idea. This would be probably my favorite sweetener in terms of its nutrition. The granulated, you can substitute it one for one for sugar in baking. In the granulated form, here's a little caveat, and this is in your chart. All this stuff is in your chart. It doesn't melt. It's not really good for adding to like coffee or tea. All right, raw local honey. I'm a huge fan of raw local honey and having it on hand for burns. It is amazing. You just apply it to, like, if you burned your arm, like I did once making gravy at a friend's house. And I didn't really know how to make gravy. It's not something I make. And I burned my arm, just covered my arm with an exploded hot drippings from a turkey. And it took a third degree burn to, you can't even tell now. So that was really great. But also it is really high in some properties that help you avoid seasonal allergies. A lot of people feel it has bee pollen in it, which is really, really good for your immune system. It's high in B vitamins and minerals, it's high in proteins. Raw local honey is a great sweetener. It is high on the glycemic index, okay? There's a lot of sugar in it. It's 50 on the glycemic index. Okay, real maple syrup, I like to put a little bit of it, but with lots of natural applesauce on top of like homemade waffles or pancakes. Use it really sparingly. It's also high on the glycemic index. It's at 54, but it's a lot better than processed sugar because it has quite a few antioxidants and minerals in it as well. It is an actual legitimate real food. Blackstrap molasses has a really strong flavor. It's great in granolas, and it is really high in some minerals like vitamin B6 and iron, super high in iron and calcium and magnesium. So you can use it for some marinades and for some specific baking recipes like granola, but it does have a strong flavor. And finally, the last one in the good category is sucanat. This is basically raw cane sugar, unprocessed. So it still has some nutrition value in it. It has some micronutrients in it. It's high on the glycemic index at 65. It used to be my go-to for baking, but now that there's raw coconut palm sugar, I like that much better. So those are your good category. Make sure you go to the show notes and download this for yourself. We also have just came out with this. We spent months on it. We have the Genius Guides, and we'll put a link to that as well in the show notes. And that is where you can get this sugar alternatives chart laminated, so it'll last you forever, along with our 1001 smoothie recipes. It's our chart for how to build a green smoothie in 5 or 10 minutes that always has superfoods in it, that always has lots of variety in it. So this is a fantastic resource that we've talked about before. And in the Genius Guides, you get it printed, laminated, and shipped to you, as well as that sugar chart. And then we have 6 wallet cards. And in the Genius Guides, which right now for our podcast listeners, we have marked at 50% off. So it's $10 for the whole set of Genius Guides. You'd have to read an awful lot of books, a lot of blogs to get this kind of information. And we wanted it at your fingertips. So we've got one wallet card that you can keep with you when you shop that shows you all of the hidden sugars. There's a couple dozen hidden sugars that you may not be aware are totally increasing your diabetes risk. So we've got that one. We've got cosmetic ingredients to avoid. These are all the toxic ingredients that are in personal care products. And this way you're safe as you shop and you're looking for these chemical ingredients to avoid. We've got a wallet card on what the GMO foods are to avoid and what kind of ingredients they tend to hide in. We have a wallet card on neurotoxins. These are the specific food additive chemicals to avoid to protect your neurological health, like MSG and sweeteners like aspartame and nitrites and nitrates in your cured and processed meats. Another one of these wallet cards is 6 easy swaps to make any recipe healthier. And finally, the last wallet card is my favorite 7 supplements that kill viruses, that kill bacterial infections, and that boost your immune system. These are the 7 things I have on hand so that the minute we feel symptoms coming on at my house, we start taking these. So I hope the Genius Guides is of value to you. It's regularly $20. We just launched this product. And for our podcast listeners, we have a link in the show notes and we're giving you 50% off. So you can find this at greensmoothiegirl.com/episode10. I hope that this information was helpful to you. See you next time.